Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's so much chitter chatter about this housing bill now and the question of whether Governor Lamont will sign it, whether there'll be a special session on it. What is the deal? Plus a bunch of other stuff. Finally waking up from his early summer, late spring hibernation. It's Christopher Keating from the Hartford Courant. You cranked it out there, buddy. The end of the session was bananas for you. Is that typical or was it a little more intense this time around?
Thank you. It was pretty typical. Pretty typical. I've been doing this for a long time now, and the end of session madness is pretty intense. Pretty intense. Yeah, I worked past midnight Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on the last 3 days. Past midnight every night. So that's how they do it. They keep all the work to the end, and then they do it all at once.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to that in a second, because I want to talk about the housing bill first, because it's the most prominent thing. But I do want to ask about, I wish there were a way to make it a little more efficient so they could get to some other bills. But put a pin in that one. This housing bill, you know, it passed and there were articles written on it and people want to talk about it. And now, you know, the governor implies that he doesn't like it as it is. And so now they're wondering, and Speaker Ritter says, you know, maybe the governor's not going to sign it as it is. So maybe they either A, need to change it, which would necessitate a special session, or B, sort of call the governor's bluff and see if he does veto it. The first question is, what are the issues here that people are upset about?
Well, the housing fight, just to take a step back, has been going for years and years and years. And every year they try to do something. This year, they had rewritten the bill. It seemed to be watered down from past years, and it wasn't as bad as past years. Two things you need to know on the housing thing. Parking. What the bill said was that if you were building anywhere up to 24 units of apartments or whatever, you didn't have to provide any parking. Parking is what slows down and stops construction in many, many towns, because in other words, you're building five apartments, you got to have 10 parking spaces or whatever the deal is. And parking is a huge problem. And B, building residential in a commercial zone, which is more and more common coming up. And that what the bill was saying is that you could just do that as of right. You really didn't need any permission to do that. And towns don't like that.
So, you know, those two things aside, what about this issue of, like, it almost felt like some towns were saying and some people were saying that it felt like the state was taking more control and that there was going to be some sort of minimum requirement for new units. Is that not true?
Yes. That was in there. The Republicans tried to take those and an amendment that failed. Okay, there was numbers that were run that said every single town has to do XYZ number of new units, and that failed. They tried to make it a little bit more vague than that to slam you into it. I mean, some of these towns just can't handle that level of construction. The bottom line is the towns want 100% control by zoning. If you talk to Rojas, who's the main writer of all this, he said it does not take local control away, and people on the other end say that it does. So they can't even agree. They can't even agree on what the bill says.
So Jason Rojas will join us tomorrow, the House Majority Leader, to talk about that and address that very question. We're talking with Christopher Keating here from the Hartford Courant. Just go to courant.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, and read all about it, as they say in the old school parlance. So what's going to happen? Do you think we're going to have a special session on this, or is the governor going to veto it, or is he going to sign it?
When I first heard the special session, I thought no. The reason with that is it's hard to just blow something up. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, they've been spending years on this, all right? Past years it would work, it would fail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To think that you're going to solve this problem in 2 or 3 weeks. I just thought was preposterous. On the flip side, you know, if they have something ready to go, yeah, I guess it's possible. But all I'm saying is the difficulty of this housing thing, the rewrites, we wrote about it. They were going to, it was all set and ready to go on a Thursday. It blew up. They had to spend the whole weekend on it, changing it. And then they eventually voted on it Tuesday in the House. I'm not sure if your listeners remember that, but even with that. So the concept of solving this really fast, my initial thought was no.
Okay. So just is it no special session?
Just based on the complexities. Could I be wrong on that? Yeah. In other words, they could do a watered down version. I mean, anything is possible. These guys can work very, very quickly when they're under deep pressure. However, Lamont is leaving. He's going to the Paris Air Show. He's not even going to be around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of things going on. When the session ends, people just get out of Dodge, and their first thought is not, hey, let's do another special session and work even more.
Well, my question is, does the governor sign it, or does he veto it then?
I think he doesn't even know. The short answer is I don't know on that one. I don't know what he will do.
We'll have to wait and see. We're talking with Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seemed to be going along. I mean, the Republicans don't like it at all, as you know. But it seemed to have obviously the Democratic majorities, in other words, to make it. Rojas will be your key guy tomorrow. Like I said, he's been spending years, plural, on this.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll definitely ask him some good questions, and we'll have Steve Weir from the Republican Party as well. Chris Keating from the Hartford Current joining us here on Brian and Company. A little time left here. You know, it seems to me that I wish they could find a requirement to settle the budget like 2 weeks before the end of session, so then they could take up a bunch of stuff that seems to be worthy. Were there any bills that didn't get a vote that deserved it?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a bunch of things did not pass. The homeschooling regulations did not pass. We can talk about that. Artificial intelligence did not pass. We can talk about that. The striking workers did pass, but Lamont is going to veto that one. That would give unemployment compensation to striking workers. There was thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, thousands of bills that did not pass. Literally,
is there a way to change the way they do it, or is this it's always been this way? Because it just seems that, you know, there'd be some stuff that would be worthy of at least a little more full legislative debate, or at least a vote.
Yes, you would think they would do it differently on the budget. Whenever I hear that, oh yeah, we're going to do it differently, it never, ever, ever happens. So I've become convinced that it is not going to change. I've been doing it since Lowell Weicker over 30 years. And they would come in and say, we're going to do it differently. We're going to have the budget done by April. It never happened. The budget was 693 pages, just for context, $27 billion per year. There's an incredible amount of stuff in the budget. There's an incredible amount of work to do. And the bottom line is, I don't want to say they can't do it faster, but they never have. And they go through their committee processes, all of this stuff. And if you didn't have the deadlines, that we've been talking about, they would not get it done, because it's always easier to procrastinate.
Yep, I know that full well. I'm a career procrastinator.
It was like you in your stellar academic career when you knew on Christmas Day that June 4th the term paper was done due, and you did it June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yeah, I sure was, with a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew right at my left side. Thank you, sir. We'll catch up soon, Chris. We appreciate the time.
Okay. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.